Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 2 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 78. Light and variable wind becoming south 10 to 15 miles an hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m., a low around 57. Chance of precipitation, 90%. New rainfall amounts between half and three-quarters of an inch. Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 7 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 66. The chance of precipitation is 60%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. And in the news for today, from WISP Politics comes the following. Assembly Speaker Robin Vaz called the choice of UCLA Law School Dean Dr. Jennifer Mnookin as UW-Madison Chancellor a, quote, blatant partisan selection, end quote, and urged the Board of Regents to reconsider her appointment. The UW system on Monday announced the Board of Regents had unanimously chosen Mnookin, who replaces Rebecca Blank as leader of the system's flagship campus. Vaz, a Republican from Rochester, slammed the pick and called the decision, quote, a step backwards in the university's relationship with the legislature, again quoting, after all the work of Tommy Thompson and Rebecca Blank that attempted to strengthen relationships between the university and the legislature, this is a step backwards. I strongly hope the Board of Regents will reconsider the selection. UW System Director of Media Relations Mark Pitch noted, too, WISP Politics that Mnookin was chosen unanimously by the regents. The board currently includes 11 appointees of Democrat Governor Tony Evers and 5 by former GOP Governor Scott Walker. Vaz's release cited a tweet from the UCLA Law School showing Mnookin was featured on a 2021 panel titled Critical Race Theory Under Attack, The Fight for Anti-Racist Education, and a tweet from Mnookin saying she is very proud of the university's critical race studies program. The release also included tweets from Mnookin indicating her support for vaccine mandates on campuses. And from the Wisconsin Examiner, the story that Representative Mark Pocan, along with Senators Cory Booker, John Tester, and Jeff Markley, and Elizabeth Warren, introduced legislation Wednesday that would place an indefinite moratorium on acquisitions and mergers in the food and agricultural industry. The aim of the legislation is to halt growing concentration in agriculture among a few massive companies. The bills include the creation of a commission to study and recommend improvements for enforcement and oversight of antitrust laws relating to farms. The introduction comes as the closure of one factory has caused a nationwide shortage of infant formula because four companies control 90% of that market, according to a news release announcing the bills. Again, that report provided to us with permission from the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.
WDRT is sponsored in part by the Winding Roads Art Tour. Participants on this self-guided tour will wind their way through the hills of the Viroqua area to visit local artists in their studios, see art demonstrations, and purchase artwork. Saturday, June 4th and Sunday, June 5th. WindingRoadsArt.com for more information.